It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and good evening, guys. Welcome to our next call-in show. We've had some phenomenal guests in the last couple of days doing deep dives on the Epstein story that has just taken the world by storm. I mean, it was almost a couple of weeks ago now when they told us, you know, that there was nothing to see here. And this story is just raging out of control. Trump is just drawing more attention to it by suing Rupert Murdoch. And I think we're going to see it continue like this for the coming week. Anyway, some of our guests have been theorizing as to whether the birthday letter from Trump to Epstein was a warning shot sent by Maxwell, who obviously is sat on a lot more information that could possibly bring certain people down. And Maxwell's sat cozy in her Club Fed right now, breathing easy, unlike Jean-Luc Brunel and unlike Jeffrey. Do we think that she has the gall to actually fire a warning shot at Trump, basically saying, here's a little sample of what I could release. And if you don't get me some love from the legal system, if you don't let me fall through a crack in the legal system, then I am going to open Pandora's box and bring hell to your presidential legacy. Because guess what, Donald? People are talking about this creep. They're talking about this creep like crazy. And that's because Donald and his crew promised us, ran on the pledges to release these files. And they cannot just turn around and tell us, now none of this exists, folks. It's just a conspiracy theory, a hoax by the Democrats, just like Russiagate. Come on now. Just like Russiagate and trying to put it on the Clintons and the Democrats. Why would the Clintons want a deep dive into the Epstein files to become public when we've got Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew, etc.? You know, these are some of the highest profile people in the Epstein list. So it is preposterous how the politicians are trying to twist this narrative, because you can't twist it. Any way you twist it, you're showing you don't give a crap about the welfare of kids. You're showing that you want to protect predators. And that hits the heart of the public. So many people voted for Trump because they were relying on him going in and shutting down the human transporters and releasing these files. You cannot just say one thing and do the other. We shall judge politicians not by what they say, but by what they do, folks. We ain't seen no end to the wars. We've seen escalations. We've seen the rearmament of Ukraine. We've seen Israel reload. That's all going to explode again. Nonsense, there's peace coming in the world. We're seeing the Epstein thing go into upside down land as described by Candace Owens. Absolute claptrap, folks. So in this call-in show, we are looking at the news of the last couple of days, which does include, I've got a story here involving Dershowitz. Everywhere there's something strange going on with corrupt high-profile figures and R-wording and essaying kids. Dershowitz shows up. So this has just come out. Trump has been under mounting pressure from his supporters to release additional info relating to the probe into Jeffrey. Now, one of Jeffrey's former attorneys today is calling on the Justice Department to release additional investigative records from its investigation. And he's urging the government to grant Jeffrey's former girlfriend immunity so that she can testify about his crimes. Well, lo and behold, guess who this is? Urging the government to grant Maxwell immunity so that she can testify about his crimes. That is Dershowitz. So this is how you use a deceased person to get an alive person who was equally culpable out of prison. That's what this charade is. Maxwell now kindly bows down and cooperates and describes Jeffrey's crimes, who is dead, so he will have no consequences. And she will do it in a way where the Clintons are not implicated and Prince Andrew is not implicated and none of the other huge names on the Epstein list and in the videos, the hard drives, are implicated. That's what this shenanigan is. This is Dershowitz, who's deep with Israel and Mossad, protecting an intelligence asset. Maxwell, who is deep with Israel and Mossad, whose father had a ceremonial send-off, whose father was running a spy ring, the length and breadth of which people to this day, their minds are boggling at the complexity of it. From presidents, prime ministers, royalty, the Pope, to cartels and the mafia, the Yakuza. Robert Maxwell was in bed with them all, folks. So Dershowitz is saying the grand jury transcripts that Pam Bondi on Friday asked a federal judge to unseal will not contain the types of information being sought by President Trump supporters, such as the names of Epstein's clientele. Dershowitz said today on Fox, I think the judge should release it, but they are not in the grand jury transcripts. I had a grand jury indictment in Arizona for my importation of Disco Biscuits case. And a grand jury is completely orchestrated by the prosecution. They get to say and present whatever they want to the grand jurors. And there is a saying that the grand jury would indict a ham sandwich if the prosecutor ordered them to. But if you've got a prosecutor in there, a Comey, for example, who choreographers the presentation to the grand jury in a certain way that elites and big names are kept out of the presentation, then releasing the grand jury transcripts is not going to drop these elites in hot water one bit. Dershowitz continued, I've seen some of these materials, for example. There is an FBI report of the interviews of alleged victims in which at least one of the victims names very important people, he said, adding that those names have been redacted. Trump is under mounting pressure from his supporters to release additional information related to the Jeffrey case. Bondi promised that the department would release additional materials, including names and flight logs. But backtracked on that promise earlier this month, after releasing a joint memo with the FBI that poured cold water on the long-running theories about Epstein by saying there is no incriminating client list, there is no evidence of blackmail. My God, it certainly shows how these politicians will say anything to get in power. And once they're in, they just toe the line. They're all about the globalist agenda. The memo also backed a prior FBI investigation, which concluded that Jeffrey died by self-unalivement and was not unalived by others in his jail cell. Absolute poppycock. We've gone over this so many times, documented in meticulous detail in my book, Who Killed Epstein? So I'm not going to go off on a speech about that. Bondi and Kash Patel, of course, are facing a growing backlash. Streisand effect, folks. Since the memo was issued, their own idiotic reactions and denials have just increased what was a fire into an inferno, which I think is going to continue to burn throughout the coming week. And it prompted Trump last week to order the department to ask a court to unseal grand jury transcripts from the Jeffrey case, which will all be carefully done with redactions and nothing incriminating. The U.S. government on Friday filed a motion in Manhattan federal court to unseal grand jury transcripts in the cases of Jeffrey and Maxwell. Maxwell was convicted in 2021 of 5 charges related to her role in Jeffrey's SA of underage. She is appealing her conviction and 20-year prison sentence to the U.S. Supreme Court. So she said that the sweetheart deal granted by Acosta, who said it was above his pay grade and Jeffrey was intelligence, it had 4 named and unnamed co-conspirators. If Jeffrey complied with his initial plea bargain, they would never be able to prosecute the 4 named and future unnamed co-conspirators. So Maxwell, that has been the grounds for appeal so far. But now she's also lobbying on the basis that the present clique running justice in America are denying that there is a client list, so she had no one to transport clients to. She's got a point. If they're going to deny it, she's going to parlay it. The release of the grand jury documents may fall short of what Trump's supporters have sought, including case files held by the administration. And a judge may reject the administration's request to make the transcripts public. Dershowitz today told Fox News the information that Bondi did not request to be unsealed would be far more informative and far more relevant. And, I'm going to add, far more caustic to the reigning political party, because both parties are totally compromised. A lot of it is going to be in the proper Epstein files, the videos, the hard drives, the stuff that we were told by Florida cops was taken from the Florida house, the filming that was done in the New York mansion. There is so much evidence documented, received, yet we are not being granted any access to it by the very government that promised they would do so. We're sick of it, folks. We're sick of being lied to. Dershowitz added that the government should grant Maxwell immunity so that she can testify before Congress about what knowledge she has of Jeffrey's crimes. She knows everything. She's the Rosetta Stone, Dershowitz said today about Maxwell. If she were just given immunity, she could be compelled to testify. Oh, he's a crafty bugger, isn't he, Dershowitz? This is the guy who wants the legal age reduced to 15. Irregardless of the age of the person, the adult that they are having carnal relations with. This is documented. Documented. And he only sleeps with his wife. So, if you want to call in, folks, the numbers are on the screen. And I'm also going to put, I'm going to add to this, Video link. So last time a load of people just jumped on the screen with me when I put the video link out there. That was quite a fun conversation. If you don't agree with what we're saying, if you love Dershowitz, if you love globalism, then you are also welcome to join us and give us your perspective. Just please stay within YouTube's community guidelines. Right, video link is in the live chat. If you're in the UK, you can call in on 07879779321. If you're overseas, you add 01144 to that, drop the zero off the beginning, and that leaves 01144 787 977 9321. Also, 9 a.m. tomorrow, we have got our podcast coming out with Epstein. It is coming out at 9 a.m. UK time. So while we're waiting for a call in, I'm going to show you the trailer. Cult of Baal and all. Yep, I've learned how to pronounce it, folks. Cult of Baal. Here we go. One second, let me just rewind that. Oops. Let me get that on the screen properly. There we go. Let me get me minimized. Well, now what have I done? On the screen, make it big. Ooh, I'm dominating the screen somehow. Let's see. There it is. It's big now. So let's get that off. And get ready for this. 9 a.m. tomorrow.
I am Jeff Epstein's niece. But Bill was on the flight logs because he went to the island. He also went to many, many other places where me and other children were present. With my experiences, I believe he wanted to talk more about the other parties involved. And I know he didn't kill himself. I'm not sure whether they let him go and get plastic surgery and flee the country, or if they did, kill him. But I do believe he was a pawn, and that his story blew up in the media to keep people from looking beyond him. If Jeffrey was the one villain in charge of it, then, oh, he's dead, it's all over, everything's good now. MKUltra is the practice of creating slaves with a severed memory, many of whom were my siblings, who I only got to see at family reunion, who I would rush home from school to watch on TV. I moved back to New York City because my ex-husband had a scheme to try to allow me to speak about some of this in court. Since court testimony can be used as evidence to potentially open up a criminal case. But when I got to the hearing, I was only allowed to say my name and address, and the judge refused to let me speak beyond that. When we had gone to the FBI a couple years ago, they interviewed my father and said, oh, he said nothing happened, so we're going to close this case. If every successful politician is born into this world, they have vested interest in keeping it quiet. The cult of Baal, B-A-A-L. My family masqueraded themselves as Jewish publicly, but behind closed doors, you know, at Passover dinners, when I was drugged, would admit, we are Satanists.
Well said. And Anya is such an eloquent speaker. So we have got that to look forward to. And we have got Popper is coming in. Popper Chubby again. Let's see how he's doing. Hey, my friend, how's it going?
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me back on, man.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. What's your take on the latest news that's happened in the last day or so?
Okay, well, I won't take up too much time. Like, you can definitely maybe bring another caller because I'm not really expert on the Epstein issue. But I want to say a couple things. First of all, like to the trailer you just played, like, man, this stuff is so incredibly dark. Man, like I find that I can only take in like small amounts of it at a time. Like I can't go down a rabbit hole with this stuff on YouTube. It's just like it really affects me, affects my mood. And it makes the world seem like such a dark place. Like, Sean, I don't know how you maintain your, like, the one thing I respect about you is your quest for knowledge and sharing, but yet you seem really in a lot of ways unaffected by that darkness. Like, you seem to keep yourself happy and, you know, and maybe it's just your personality, but for me, I find myself sensitive to it. I want to ask you this though, when it comes to Trump and his involvement with Epstein and this list and everything else, like, maybe it speaks to what the Anya just said in the trailer, but my thoughts are, wouldn't the Dems have exposed anything useful about that connection in an effort to just derail him politically from, you know, getting voted in or whatever? Or is it like more like what she's saying? Like, it's such a cabal of both of proportions where everyone's involved that they wouldn't even use that opportunity to expose that. Is it like that? Like, help me understand.
So I think they are all protecting each other, and it's just one class of political elites that we are not in, that these guys are all actors, and that the real power is above them controlling all of the parties. And that power, it's come down from the top saying, you guys, you know, are only allowed to go so far firing shots at each other. You can't completely reveal everything that's happened here. I think it was Pam Bondi who said it would be catastrophic for society if they if they revealed everything that has happened under Jeffrey. So I think that all of these political parties are compromised. David Icke, when he came out and called it, you know, he was people lashed out at David Icke when he called it for pissing on the celebrations when Trump was elected. And he predicted everything that would happen accurately. And I've had an email from David Icke today, and he has agreed to come on live because everything he predicted has come true. And all of these people who are at the forefront of independent media, were lashing out at him, thinking that the Epstein files were going to come out, thinking that we were going to get peace around the world. And David said the hidden hand agenda will be served. These guys can say whatever they want all day long to get voted in. But once they get in, watch their actions, guys. And I watched so many people criticize David Icke, and he has been caught. He has been proven right. And I, in my email to him, I said, look, I saw all that flak rain down on you, 6 months or so ago. And you have been proven right yet again. And I would love for you to come on live and speak to the viewers exactly about what the question you have just asked, Papa Chubby, will be central to what David Icke says, because, you know, I've interviewed him a lot of times. A lot of it got banned, but on certain subjects, he's always spot on.
I mean, David Icke's not a new figure, and I feel like he's one that really, before all YouTube and this new wave of information, like this new wave of questioning what's happening, you know, since YouTube and the digital, I feel like Icke preceded that, really. You know, I remember him with Art Bell. I feel like, was he around in the 90s? I feel like he was around in the 90s, wasn't he?
Oh my God, like he's been around forever. He wrote a lot of his books.
Yeah.
Stay with us, Papa Chubby. I'm going to show you another trailer that I've never showed anyone yet. And this is for our Ari Ben Manesh podcast that's going to be coming out this week. And this guy was Israeli military intelligence. And he ended up going to prison under Iran-Contra. He worked for Robert Maxwell. And he was present when Robert Maxwell tried to bring Jeffrey Epstein into the fold. So check this one out, folks. We've not shown this one yet.
One of Epstein's main targets at the time, going back to 1992, was Bill Clinton.
If Epstein was only a mid-level manager of the operation, is the operation continuing right now in a way that people aren't aware of?
The Israelis continue operating. They don't stop. I wouldn't say every intelligence agency does these things. Intelligence agencies do collect information and think, but the Israelis have taken it to an extreme, always took it to an extreme, and they always claim we're in danger, the Arabs are about to destroy us, so we need an intelligence agency that does certain things. We had access to the higher levels of the CIA and the National Security Council of the White House. We saw pretty high up. Prince Andrew made Epstein a very valuable asset of Israeli intelligence due to the fact that he was a royal in Britain, and he could attract certain personalities to play golf with him and maybe have fun with him in the evening with girls provided by Mr. Epstein. And then they would be compromised. Certain personalities were compromised by Prince Andrew by bringing them into this trap. Now, Prince Andrew, the way I see it, or the Israelis saw it, he was doing it for fun. He was just a decadent royal doing it for fun. How does Prince Andrew get away with messing around with young, underage girls for such a long time? We have, quote unquote, we have to teach people a lesson. You cannot put out this information.
Hi, Sean.
Wow.
Sean, we've got Jane Aline on the line.
Sorry, we got who?
Jane Aline on the line.
Hello, Jane.
Hey, Sean. Hi, how you doing?
Oh, thank you for calling in. What do you think of all this madness?
Well, I think the thing that I'm worried about and I'm fed up of hearing about is that everybody's screaming out for the list that has been on the web for 2 or 3 years now, flight lists, you know, logs, whatever. But also, if there are to be any future prosecutions, if the FBI or DOJ are undergoing any investigations, we can't push for the information. We don't want the evidence to be made public, because then that will mean that will jeopardize any investigations or any future prosecutions. So really, we don't really want that to come out into the public domain. We just want them to investigate and prosecute, surely.
And that is why
the aim of things.
And that is why mainstream media, which is controlled by 7 ginormous corporations, won't touch anything. Yeah. That is going to incriminate anyone with any real power. It's to protect them as well, and they're just not going to put it out there. So what you're saying is true, but they're not going to put that information out there anyway. It's going to be stopped to protect these people. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. And do you think that Trump has had an order from on high that has scared him into behaving like he's been behaving in the last few days?
I think that a politician is someone who just says whatever the public wants to hear to get into power, and then once they get into power, they are told what to do, and that is the globalist agenda. And there are shades of difference in the political parties that they try and make a big deal out of. But as David Icke describes it, that spectrum of difference of opinion, you could fit it on a postage stamp versus the huge real agenda that the hidden hand is applying to the world.
David Icke is turning out not to be quite as mad as everybody thought he was back in the day then.
Yet again, how many times have we heard that? Yet again.
Yeah, I don't know. My dad used to think he was completely off his rocker. But he was certainly brainwashed by the BBC and the Times or the Telegraph or whatever, you know? Enough in that case.
When I was reading his books in the early 2000s and I got on the MK Ultra chapter, I was thinking this. David, it's insane. There's no way our own governments would be doing this to the people. And now look.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in and hope you pop in again soon. Cheers.
Yeah, thank you. I'm always there. All
nice
right. One. I don't always Cheers. Catch you live. That's the thing.
That's all right. We're trying to do more of them.
Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Papa Chubby, did you try and interject, Papa Chubby?
Oh, I just was listening to your conversation. It was so great. But guys, I want to say, like, based on that trailer you just showed, Sean, like, I feel like no matter what side, no matter what your politics are, one thing I think everyone can agree on is that the Mossad are possibly the greatest spy agency, you know, intelligence gathering agency in the world. I mean, what they know has to play a huge role in their relationship, like what they know about the region specifically, in their relationship with the U.S. for the U.S.'s own protection and homeland defense. And besides that, though, like Sean, you had said, you know, you guys were saying certain information won't get shared to the public, but it's getting collected. It's getting gathered and it's known, you know. So it's incredible to think what the Mossad probably know about so much of the world and what's going on. And maybe people shouldn't know everything. I don't know. I don't know how everyone would handle that. I don't know how I would handle it.
Would it lead to anarchy? That is the question. If people were just absolutely disgusted. Everything that we've been taught is upside down.
Yeah, it obscures your reality, but also it just makes, like I was saying when you first took my call, like it just makes the world a dark place. And I'm not saying ignorance, like ignorance is bliss, yes. And we shouldn't, no citizen of this earth is entitled to just look the other way to everything. But I'd also think that we have to live our lives still too, right? Like this stuff is a heavy burden.
It is a heavy burden. And sometimes I wish I was in blissful ignorance and naive happiness right now. I've got another clip, Papa Chubby. Have you got time to stay around?
We've got a caller. We have a caller. Oh,
okay, yep. Bring him in.
Back Mohammed, his name is.
Hello, Mohammed.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, my friend. How are you doing?
Doing good. Long time listener. First time caller.
Oh, we really appreciate you calling in. What do you make of all of this Trump, Epstein, Murdoch news, Maxwell,
Sean,
trying to get out?
Sean, this is what I'm going to say. All I'm saying is people are focusing too much on the child, you know, the child P and the child R. Like, I don't want to sound heartless, but that's not the important thing about the whole Epstein files, CIA, Mossad. That's not the important thing. That is an aspect of it, but that's just a honey trap, right? So you should use. There's a guy that I just listened to on Professor Hamamoto's channel named Michael Shrimpkin. Have you heard about him?
I had the shrimp on about 6 years ago, and that got banned as well.
Yeah, so Michael Shrimpkin, a lot. He's like David Icke, completely canceled. But a lot of the stuff that he's been talking about for the last 15 to 20 years. Are already coming out to light right now. And some of them seemed extremely far-fetched, right? Like an international cabal of elite billionaires trafficking children all over the world and having crazy satanic parties. But that wasn't the most important part of it. The most important part of it is, and was, and continues to be, how to control the world, how to make people, how to affect humanity, how to continue their power and their wealth. These people are all psychopaths. For them, power is the most important thing. Money becomes boring for them. Even sex, these things become very boring for them. But one thing that they never get tired of is control and power.
I agree with you entirely. Control, power, ego, status. Look how the royals differentiate themselves by title.
There's one crazy story that Michael Shrimpton said, and this has something to do with the whole Jimmy Savile and all that. So there was a British Prime Minister, a complete psychopath, and somebody who used to do terrible things to children. I won't mention, of course. But he used to take the kids on a yacht, and they would collect the kids. Savile would bring all the boys for him after they did whatever they did and made their discussions and decide who's going to become the new president of a certain country, which royal family is going to get access to a certain diamond mine in Congo, how many people are going to die in North Korea today, when are we going to make an earthquake, when are we going to detonate a nuclear device. After they make all these decisions, then the party starts and they start doing their terrible things to the kids, and they get rid of the kids and they dump the kids, usually by murdering them. You know, that sort of thing. But it wasn't about the kids. The kids were just the after party. They were just like, you know, the after treat. It was the decisions which affected the lives of millions of people and now billions of people. That's the most important thing. There was one crazy thing that he said that I have a hard time believing, even for myself, but it makes complete sense if you think about it. Do you remember back in 2008 or so, there was a nuclear Russian submarine which sank?
Vaguely.
It was called the Kursk.
Okay.
It was a Russian nuclear submarine doing a routine mission filled with more than 200 men and 5 nuclear warheads. It sank. Nobody knows exactly the reason why it sank. But before the Russians could recover it, a German submarine came and stole the nuclear warheads from the actual submarine. Michael Shrimpton hypothesizes that the plan was to take one of the nuclear warheads and detonate it about 15 to 20 kilometers off the coast of, do you remember the tsunami that happened to Japan, Fukushima?
Yes, yep.
The Germans detonated a nuclear device off the coast of Japan, which caused Fukushima and destroyed Fukushima and almost destroyed Tokyo. It was one of the greatest catastrophes in the last 100 years. The only reason why the Japanese did not declare war on Russia was because the Russian intelligence got wind of it just moments before it was detonated.
It sounds like a rabbit hole that we need to research further on this channel.
It doesn't seem completely crazy. And there's one last thing I'm going to mention before I let you go. Everybody's at a red herring about Mossad this, Mossad that. To be honest with you, Mossad is good. They're not bad. We're talking about a tiny little country in the middle of nowhere, okay? Right? It doesn't have the industry. Look, Israel doesn't make anything. They don't grow anything. Yeah, they grow vegetable patches here and there. They have a little bit of IT sector, but the country is completely, utterly dependent on the United States, on Germany, on France, on the UK. They cannot last even 10 days fighting Iran. Everybody knows this. So how can a country that is so weak without the help that they get from around the world truly cause so much mayhem and problems in the world? We shouldn't be looking at Mossad. Of course, CIA, MI6, but there's one important key factor everybody forgets. German intelligence. They're almost behind everything.
Well, that's what Michael Shrimpton told me when he came on, and we'll have to get him back on to go over some of these things, my friend. They sound extremely fascinating. So I'll get an email sent out to him.
Exactly. The Nazis never went away. They just got more powerful.
they were rat-lined over to South America by the Vatican.
Oh, not just South America. Most of them went to the United States. Some of them went to Canada.
Indeed. Indeed, anyway, to the CIA. To the CIA, yeah.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in. We much appreciate it. Cheers.
Not a problem. Take care. Bye.
Thank you. Papa Chubby, were you about to interject?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to like interrupt. I kind of wanted to ask him something because he was throwing a lot of stuff out there and you seem to be pretty confident in what he's talking about, but not all of it for me. I really have to listen. So I wanted to ask, he's talking about the tsunami in Japan from 2015, where it had all that nuclear issues they were having?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then I also wanted to speak to his point. Like, I know he was trying to make a point and didn't mean to sound heartless. I get that. But his point about children being like sort of a, you know, not the most important issue. Well, and then he went on to speak about power. And I mean, I feel like what's going on with children is all about power. And if anything, it's, how would you say, encouraging their feeling of power. It needs to be stopped for that reason. And of course, the basic ethical and moral reason, but you know, for that too, though, I feel like that them getting away with all that is nothing but about power. You know, it's terrible.
Yeah, they're vampire energy vampires, aren't they? Suck in the innocence out of these kids, and it becomes an occult practice. I think one of the main points he was trying to make, and some of our military experts have said this as well, but some of them are in disagreement about it, and I lean towards this as well, is that Israel is being used as a military outpost for the globalists. So a lot of people bash Israel, but actually the globalists could shut Israel down within days by stopping sending the weapons and the aid and everything else. So Israel is just being used as a military outpost, unit for proxy wars in the Middle East. If you go back to Brzezinski's divide and conquer strategy that the neocons adopted, they wanted Israel in the Middle East, fomenting wars to keep everybody divided and conquered. And in particular, the biggest threat was to American hegemony was an alliance between Iran, Russia, and China. So you've got the present administration mouthing off about China. You've got the proxy war with Ukraine, which is an attempt to destabilize Russia. And now you've got this attack on Iran, which is to, you know, one of the motives, I think, is to prevent that alliance between those three powers. Maintain U.S. hegemony, because the pyramid scheme that is the U.S. dollar, there are cracks appearing on the surface. So Israel is serving a function, and that's why it gets supported to the hilt by the USA and the UK, and it gets armed to the teeth. And, you know, the military-industrial complex and all them, of course, are licking their lips over this. But the main thing is the geopolitical game outlined by Brzezinski in his book, The Grand Chessboard, I believe, and that the present administration and the neocons have actually become more extreme than Brzezinski, who thought that the weapons of mass destruction, like going in Iraq, was wrong, and they said they just should have just gone in and out of Afghanistan quick. So, you know, they're leading us into a World War III, I think, because if they're going to get Germany, for example, to fire missiles from Ukraine, German missiles sold to Ukraine, get those fired into the heartland of Russia, these are red lines that are just going to keep us going up the escalation ladder.
Can I ask something, Sean? I mean, what you just, amazing breakdown you gave. And you mentioned that China is in an alliance with Iran. And I think most people have an impression of Russia having a relationship with Iran. So is that to say that China has pushed Russia out in some ways, or do they both coexist with Iran with their own relationships?
So they coexist with Iran with their own relationships, but they're being pushed together. If you look at the history of world wars going back hundreds of years, there seems to be a world war cycle whereby the dominant power, as in America in this case, hegemony, they're gobbling up smaller countries or fomenting proxy wars in smaller countries just to keep expanding to feed the beast. There becomes a line gets crossed whereby the interests of the next biggest countries are threatened by this ever-expanding power. Now, to put that ever-expanding power in check, the next biggest ones in line form alliances and come together to, well, if it comes to a war, and this was without nukes, of course. For example, look at the countries that allied against Hitler. Look at the countries that allied against Napoleon. Look at what happened with the Spain and the Spanish Armada, and so on and so on. And it just seems to repeat throughout history, this world war cycle. World war is always started by the biggest, most powerful country. It's not started by Iran, who's not invaded anybody for over 200 years, who Israel or America could just nuke off the face of the earth. It's started by the expansion of the biggest country. And as they're expanding, there's always a pretext as to why they got to gobble up another country. Saddam's got weapons of mass destruction. Colonel Gaddafi, he gave up, his weapons of mass destruction. Look at what happened to him. They gobbled him up anyway. And it's said that Putin has often watched the video of Gaddafi getting tortured and, how do I phrase it, violated in his backside before they kill him, just to see, you know, what these globalists are capable of.
I think the story of Libya is with Gaddafi and right to his end should be like, has anyone made a movie of it or anything? It's like, speaking about making movies of something, like, everything that was happening over there was so wild and seemed so hidden from most Western media, from the Western media. Like, we weren't really being told what was happening in Libya.
No, Hollywood's busy making movies about the assassination of Osama bin Laden.
Hi, Sean, we've got Nikki on the line.
Okay. Thank you. Nikki, hello.
Hello.
Hey, we're having a blast. Thank you for joining us. What do you make of all this news, Max?
I'm tuned in, and I just want to have a question about Ghislaine Maxwell. She was found guilty of the transportation of underage persons to Jeffrey Epstein. So I'm like, she has to serve her time, isn't it? Or can President Trump still pardon her?
So in an ideal and just world, she would do her time. But we believe the fix was in from the get-go because of her connections. Her life was spurred. Her other two main co-conspirators, Jeffrey and Jean-Luc Brunel, were wiped out the same way. But I believe she's kept her head down, not said anything, not cooperated, because she was given a quid pro quo with the vested interests she was working for in intelligence, and her relationship with the Clinton crime family. So when she got arrested, I predicted that she would try and find a legal strategy to get out when her story wasn't as big in the news as it is today, or when it was when she was arrested. I would call that the Bill Cosby strategy, where some backsheesh is handed down to a high court appeals judge. And then when you're no longer in the news, you sneakily Bill Cosby'd out, and you know, the public aren't all that interested in the case anymore. That's what they do. When there's media for all, like we're seeing presently, there's no way she's going to get out tomorrow. It's got to die down in the news, I think.
Right, but is it that she's going to just use the fact that he said, President Trump says, okay, there's no list, it's a hoax or whatever, that she's going to use that now to say, okay, I'm going to try to see if I can get my way out?
So that is going to be the grounds, I think, for her next appeal. Her family are already lobbying on that front. Okay. Her present appeal is, it comes from the sweetheart deal that Jeffrey got, whereby Acosta agreed not only would Jeffrey just go to the soft Florida stockade instead of a real prison, that his four named co-conspirators and other unnamed co-conspirators, if Jeffrey complied with his plea bargain, none of them could ever be prosecuted. But that was done by one jurisdiction of the feds. So the feds are presently saying that that doesn't apply to all of the jurisdictions of the feds. So now Glenn's next stepping stone is to say, look, if Trump and Pam Bondi and Cash, who are the top of the justice system of America, if they are documenting that there is no client list, how can I possibly have transported these girls to clients that don't exist? So that's a very pertinent question that you're asking, and it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out.
Yeah, but I listened to a lawyer, and he said it wasn't that it was a list. It was, she was doing that for Jeffrey Epstein. So that's what she was charged on, and not a list. The list is another part of the equation.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So you're saying that if her crime just consists of her bringing girls to Jeffrey alone, then she is guilty of that, and it doesn't require a list. Yeah, that is a good point.
The list is another part of the equation, but she's already been charged for what she did for this guy, and then that's why she got her sentence. So isn't it that she has to serve that time not that the list has a part to play, but if President Trump says now, okay, it's a hoax or whatever, let's look at it now and say, okay, we're going to take her away from where she's sitting right now. Because they have the power.
Well, the theory is that Maxwell's got the goods on everybody, and she's just shot a warning to Trump with this release of the birthday letter to Jeffrey from Trump, with the sexual doodle. And the theory is that Maxwell is going to open Pandora's box unless the present administration bow down and allow her to get out early.
Okay. And just my final question is, do you think that President Trump has anything, or is he there on the list, or is there a list? I don't know, but do you think he has anything to do with anything pertaining to Jeffrey Epstein?
So I've just listened to an interview. I just listened to an interview tonight by a Mr. Wolf, who was in the mix with these people, and he said that Trump and Jeffrey had a very close relationship. You know, they were interested in making money and sleeping around, and they were in very constant communication for a long period of time until they fell out over a real estate deal, whereby Jeffrey had put down $36 million. He was bidding $36 million on a property. He bought Trump in for some advice, and Trump sneakily, behind Jeffrey's back, bid $40 million. and managed to get that property, which 2 years later he sold to a Russian oligarch for, I think it was 90 million. So Jeffrey and Donald fell out at that point, and Jeffrey kind of went to the media with it and tried to make, you know, create this beef with Trump, and that was the end of that. But before that happened, it seems like they were very close, and there's a lot that's gone on between them that we don't know about.
Yeah, we're following you, and love your show. Always being tuned in. Thanks for answering my call.
Thank you for calling in.
And
we're gonna try and get Mr. Wolf on the channel in the coming days. So there's just so much information that's coming out as the spotlight has been put back on the Epstein case. Papa Chubby, how's it going in there?
I'm just wondering, like, if she's got that much leverage to that she feels like she could influence her release, why wouldn't she use that leverage to stay out of prison? Like, what do you think about that? Like, what is it? Stuff that, like, she would have had it at that point, you would imagine, right? And she doesn't seem like she's got any issues with being clever or devious enough to plan something like that. So what do you make of that?
All right, when there's enough public spotlight on a case, they can't just not process the case. So what they do is they process the case, but they bring the Comeys in and they bring the coroner, Fahmy Malik, in, etc., so that the blow is softened. So, for example, Bill Clinton's brother, Roger, was arrested buying the white powder. And when he was buying the white powder, he said to the undercover cop, some of this is for Bill. He's got a nose like a vacuum cleaner. Now, the undercover cop knew if he just brought the arrest in and processed it and gave it to his superiors, Roger Clinton would be released within hours and the whole thing would have been covered up. So what he did was he took it to the media right away. He made it public right away. And the Clintons had a strategy meeting and they decided to show the world how they are not above the law, to say that, look, Roger's been arrested. He's going to have to serve his sentence now. We, the Clintons, are not above the law. As you can see, justice applies to us all equally. That's how devious these people are. That's how they turn these situations around. When Maxwell got arrested, you know, the case was just so hot. Jeffrey was so hot. The first time Jeffrey got arrested, they tried to close ranks around him. They softened the blow to as much as they could. But when he became too much of a liability, he was unalived. So they can't just completely shut things down once they come into the public domain. Same with Diddy. Hamamoto told us that they brought Comey in with Diddy. Diddy didn't get charged for the serial numbers that have been defaced from the guns, etc. The fix was in from the get-go.
I don't even know what to make of the Diddy thing sometimes. Like, that whole thing was so wild. And then the result, right? Like, I don't know what to make of it, really. I'm sure there's a lot I don't know about it, you know, that's probably known to people, but I just don't know. Listening to some of the progress of the trial, like some of the testimony, I mean, and I don't believe someone's personal life should be criminal, but man, oh man, it's like you got all that money, all that access, and that's what you're doing with all your time, bro. Like, it was a little disappointing. It was a little disappointing, right?
It was, yeah. And I've got another little clip I'm going to show, if you've got time to hang around for this one. Let's see. Share this one. Here we go. All right. I'm going to credit the channel. Let's see what the channel's called. It's called Midas Touch. They've got 5 million subs, and they're putting videos out every few hours on this Trump Epstein stuff. It's quite fascinating to watch the range of guests. So here we go.
Why would anyone vote against releasing files that we've been told, by the way, by the president, by your attorney general, by the your director of the FBI, by his deputy director? We have been told by them that that these files show the identities of those who knew that Jeffrey Epstein was sexually abusing children. So I hope all of you had a chance to consult your constituents and your conscience And I hope that you will vote with us when I again offer a simple amendment to release the files. Because either one of two things is true. Either one of two things is true. Either there's nothing here, and Trump made all this up and conned you guys into believing it. In that case, you know, why would you vote against releasing files that don't exist? Or there are files, and you guys want to keep them hidden because you're afraid what's in them.
What do you think of that so far?
Who is it? Who's speaking?
So, he is Mr. McGovern, and he is the ranking member of some political panel or other.
Yeah. Because I can't see because of this, my screen's so small with the view I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's speaking with he's compelling what he's saying. I mean, like, I'm curious to know, like, what is this? Like, I haven't seen anything like this yet. I mean, this, I like where he's going, and but is it effective what he's doing here? Like, you could probably speak to that more than me, Sean. Like, what's the outcome of what is he trying to achieve here?
Let's keep going with him. Let's see
what
he says.
Yeah,
Which is it? And with that, Madam Chair, I yield back.
I mean, at this point, even writers for bad Hallmark movies are looking at Trump's answers to the Epstein questions as too obvious.
The president said that he floated the idea of a special prosecutor in the Epstein case. Can you confirm that? And has he asked the attorney general to do this, to appoint a special prosecutor to look it over?
Well, the idea was floated from someone in the media to the president. The president would not recommend a special prosecutor in the Epstein case. That's how he feels. And as for his discussions with the attorney general, I'm not sure. Deanna.
Carol, thank you so much. Do you know what the president's reaction was to Mike Johnson saying that he wants additional files released, the Epstein files? Was there a conversation with Mike Johnson about that following his comments?
I won't discuss the president's private conversations with the Speaker of the House, but as I answered to Jackie's question earlier, the president has said if the Attorney General and the Department of Justice and the FBI have any more credible evidence in regards to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes, they should put that forward. He has called on them to do that.
So there we go. That was a White House spokesperson. And the fire is burning, and I think it's going to continue to burn all this week. What do you think?
I don't see this issue cooling off or going, like, it just seems like this is like a second wave and it's come on stronger. And it looks to me like it's going to go further. And everyone, no matter who you talk to, everyone seems to know has a little bit of an opinion about this as to what they know or degrees of how much they know is one thing, but it's a compelling thing to the public, you know, and it should be really. It's disturbing to think about what's really happening here, right? And it's right there. It's right at the cusp, you know, of, I feel like, of really breaking open. I think a lot of people are looking at it that way. It seems that way. I mean, will it, Sean, do you think?
Well, I just think that it is Virginia's legacy. And from the heavens, she has somehow fermented the burning down of the political establishment of America through the Epstein case. And I think it is phenomenal what is happening right now. And I can't wait to see what developments come this week. But I'm going to have to let you go, Papa Chubby, because we're ending the show here. And time for me to get cop some Z's and get ready for the release of Epstein's Niece podcast, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Yeah, thanks, Sean. We'll see you later.
All right, cheers. Thanks for tuning in. So we've actually got about 5 hours of content coming out in the morning. Epstein's Niece at 9 a.m. And then at 10:30 a.m., I've got an almost three-hour podcast with an ex-cop. Some of our most viral videos are the ex-cop stories. This ex-cop, she's not done a podcast like this before. And it is jaw-dropping how hard-hitting the stories are in it. I was really shocked. And then we've got the edits are being done on the Ari Ben-Menash video right now, which you saw the trailer for earlier on. So that was filmed 5 or 6 years ago, but I will reach out to Ari and see if he'll come on live and do a follow-up. And we've also got several other guests we are in touch with right now trying to get them back on as well. If you missed my interview with Nick Bryant from earlier today, Nick Bryant's on fire right now, folks, talking about Epstein, Trump, all this latest news from the perspective of the man who released the Black Book. That was Nick Bryant. Nick Bryant has single-handedly released more files on Epstein than Pam Bondi. If you missed that one that happened this afternoon, when I finish this video, it's going to take you right over to that one. So thank you for tuning in. Hope to see some of you tomorrow. And thank you for your questions and calls.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No